Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
106.5 The End.
It's the wake-up call. Gavin.
Somebody's doing stuff to those teddy bears.
Katie.
I've cried in every bathroom in this building and nobody knew.
Ray.
I make my dog stare at me while I'm going to the bathroom as payback.
The wake-up call.
This is a story that's gone viral from Wisconsin. Two men worked together for 2 years at Rock Solid Transport in Chippewa Falls. And they worked together. They were friends. They were acquaintances until they discovered they were related. And they didn't know they were related the entire time they were working together.
This is one of my favorite stories of the week.
Okay.
And not just because it's a feel-good story. It is a feel-good story. And I'm not going to crap on it. But It's the way that the story was covered and then the audio that goes along with it that I have such a fun time with.
Okay.
First of all, nothing dealing with the father and son. But I just want to play for you the very beginning of this story as it was reported in Wisconsin by the woman who did it.
Okay. A local man discovers the identity of his biological parents, leaving him with quite a surprise. WEAU's Taj Mahal is here to explain all of this to us.
Did you get that?
EAU's Taj Mahal is here to explain all of this.
Her name is Taj Mahal. Her name is Taj Mahal.
What is her last name?
Hall. Her first name is Taj Mahal.
Oh, no. No,
that's clever.
T-A-J-M-A. Taj Mahal. Taj Mahal.
Okay. Question.
And she's a reporter. Like, if I... what's your question?
My question is, do we think that this is her given name, or do we think she thought that this was a great TV name?
I'm sure that this was something that was given to her, and she, her whole life, thought about changing it and just never got around to
but
it.
But if she goes on the news, she could change her first name, like, just on the air. She could call herself Taj.
Oh, Taj Hall.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's a great
and
point.
And she didn't.
And she didn't.
And so that makes me think, this is...
She likes this name. Anyway, we're getting off the subject.
Okay, sorry.
So Taj Mahal does this story. I can't say that with a straight face. Don't spill water everywhere. About this father and son who have worked together for years and never knew they were father and son because the son was adopted when he was a baby.
Okay.
Listen to this first clip.
Nathan Boos says he's gone through his entire life never knowing who his biological parents were.
I was adopted right at birth, right out of Marshfield. That's where I was born.
Nathan's adoptive parents knew who his biological parents were, but because Nathan never asked, they never told him. Until one day.
And my mom just happened to come by one day and said, well, you're friends with your dad on Facebook. She just went on my Facebook and went through my friends list and brought up his picture. And I said, get out of here.
That's okay, crazy.
So that riveting clip
okay,
is the son.
Well, what did you want him to...
Well, no. Well, I don't know.
You wanted more pizzazz.
Papa, I found you, or something like that, okay? So this guy, which, by the way, does it sound like he didn't take chewing tobacco out of his mouth for the interview? Yes, you're absolutely right. He did not take chewing tobacco out of his mouth for the interview. Okay, so but remember his voice. Now play the next clip.
Turns out, Nathan's biological father has been working at Rock Solid Transport in Chippewa Falls with Nathan for the past 2 years.
And I fell out of my seat.
He messaged me on Facebook one day and asked me if I knew his biological mother.
That's the dad!
They're virtually indistinguishable apart from each other.
Yeah! And they're virtually identical, just one looks 20 years older. They're built the same. They have the same face. They talk out of the same crooked side of their mouth. Like, maybe the son does because of the chewing tobacco. Right, I don't know. Yeah. So I don't know about that. But, like, you don't think the two people who look the same and talk the same work together?
Essentially, one of them knowing that they're adopted.
Yeah, like, on the first day, you wouldn't think that, like, one would be like, hey, excuse me, where's the locker room? Oh, locker room's right over there. Hey, you sound like me. Hey, you sound like me. Hey, did you ever have a baby that went for adoption? I sure did. He looked a lot like you. Like, you wouldn't have a conversation
okay.
like that.
Okay, I think you're making it a lot easier to approach somebody and go, any chance you're my pop?
Not that part, but the part where they sound the same.
You know what it is, though? These must be the least assuming people in the world, because even the son said, well, my parents knew who my biological parents were, but I never asked, so they never told me.
Like, I mean, that's a great point, too.
So now what?
Well, now the son's about to, I mean, this is the cute part of the story. Okay, the son's about to get married.
Okay.
And the dad was going to go to the wedding anyway as a friend.
Oh, that's
nice. And at the end of the clip, the son goes like, yeah, I'm going to get married and my dad was going to come anyway. And then they go to the dad and the dad goes, yeah, I guess now I got a better seat at the wedding. And then somebody goes, one of you has to wear a funny nose and mustache to tell the two of you apart.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.